Cosmo's 36 ways to turn yourself on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you know it's good.
Yeah.
I mean,
they've been around.
And I know we'll get to all of them.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Let's start with the most obvious one. Number one, download an app dedicated to your arousal. I didn't know that was an arousal app. This might be more for women.
I've got the Dunkin' Donuts app on my phone.
Does that get you running?
Oh, my God. I see those chocolate-covered donuts, and
America's not the only thing that runs on Dunkin'.
I know. I'd like to tongue punch that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
That's my favorite kind of hole. Mm.
It says there are apps out there that will help you harness your horniness.
Like the apps that you control vibrators with?
Well, that was my first thought, but I don't think it is.
Like you just walk around with an egg in you all day?
This is how to rediscover your sexuality and embrace your eroticism as opposed to, I need to get off right now. They say one is MJoy. Its goal is to help people reach their sexual peaks by learning about arousal, self-esteem, and desires through personalized guided journeys. But I'm not going to lie. That sounds terrible.
I don't want another app on my phone, and I'll bet you have to pay for it or it just pops up ads.
Just find anything that has something about me going on a journey I don't care for.
Boring.
Don't tell me about my personal journey.
Yeah, I don't want to go on a journey.
Yeah, the journey of 1,000 steps starts with you having sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if we're going on a journey, I want to go in a car or an airplane, maybe a train, possibly a boat. I don't want it to be in my mind with books and self-help.
Yeah. I just want to be at J-Town.
Right?
Be done with it.
All right. Number two for you gentlemen and you ladies. Oh. Get yourself a sweet pair of vibrating underwear. That's right. That's number two.
All right. Okay.
Ugh.
Vibrating underwear are the little vibrators that like you put in your underwear with the remote control like Joe was talking about. Because those are fun.
Yeah. This says vibrating underwear, but I think what they're referring to is the kind where it's got the tiny pocket rocket with an app
vibrator underwear.
Yeah.
Are those fashionable?
I think so, yeah. I think they're very, very popular at the beach this year.
I feel like people would just think I took a tiny dump.
Now,
that dude just take a tiny dump?
Yeah. I don't know. He's got a little bump there.
Yeah. Role play.
Okay.
Mm. It's not surprising.
Oh, my God. I just thought, if I could do the most ridiculous role play, what would it be? And I was like, I think maybe a fast food worker, like Dunkin' Donuts worker.
You really need some donuts today?
Yeah, it's on your mind. Yeah.
I'm so hungry.
Mm-hmm. You're just going to be leaning out the window waiting for your bow to swing by so you can say, why don't you give me the long jump?
Babe, put on purple or pink and orange, a little bit of yellow, and have 12 donuts waiting for me at home.
Slap a visor on, babe. Yeah, I'm coming home.
Could you put on a pot of coffee and say, welcome to Dunkin' when I walk in the door?
Make a long glazed braid and get ready to hand it over.
I want you to be the chunky mom who wants her nuggets and hits me hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Takes it just a little too much.
Yep. Give me your munchkin.
Number four, look at erotic pictures.
Oh, you mean like everyone does?
Yeah.
Pictures? Who needs that? I want motion pictures.
Mm-hmm. Now, number five is play with your nipples.
Yeah.
That's according to Kayla Lords, sexpert for jackandjilladult.com. Now, those ones are all kind of boilerplate. Like, yeah, we could have written those.
Of course. Yeah.
Number six, play The Sims.
Play The Sims.
Remember that game, The Sims?
Can't you make them bone in that game?
Okay, so
you can.
It turns out, Steve, you can download the underground Wicked Whims modification.
Oh, ooh, yeah. The Wicked Whims Sims?
That makes The Sims start being all porno. Rachel, nice. I assume you have this.
No, but that's so funny.
Are you going to have it?
Yeah, just to see what it does, though. And Steve, you can make them. You make them woohoo in The Sims.
You make them woohoo?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
What does that mean?
All right. I think it means finish. It sounds like they're making whoopee.
But that's all it is? Is them just saying woohoo? There's no animation that goes along with it?
That's what they call it.
That's what having sex is called in The Sims.
Just speak Simlish to your partner.
Thought it was a shortcut.
Yeah, yeah, like how you say making whoopee.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Nubu is baby. Chum cha is pizza. Jowlinin. That's interesting. There's lots of stuff you can do with The Sims. That sounds really sexy.
What were some of those you said?
Nubu, chum cha, jowlin, woofum, spurk. Spurk.
Spurk. Oh, that sounds like something at Herc Herc's.
That's when you know
you get that last week.
That's when you know you're done. When you spurk.
Yeah.
What's up is Hoobanooby.
Hoobanooby.
See you later.
Hoobanooby.
Hoobanooby, guys.
Yeah. Hoobanooby back.
Kootikaloo, Dagdoog.
What is happening over there?
I don't know. I'm so confused.
I didn't realize that the Sims had like a whole strange language.
Don't you remember watching Katy Perry sing her song in Simlish?
Oh, that's right.
I do. You're right.
Yeah.
I need to find that right now.
it's mesmerizing and gross.
Katy Perry, Simlish. Here we go.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
Yeah. All I know is I had one of those Sim games and 98 or something, and I played it for 2 minutes, and I'd go, I don't know how to do this, and went, I hate it, and I'd stop playing.
I played it at the computer.
Why bother to figure it out? Like
this text, no. It says, I get so horny when I get them naked and then kill them by getting rid of the pool ladder.
Oh, they get what? They get tired? Oh,
my God.
But it's a Froobie, nope. 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 Rimpy fervor perbidex. Wara oofa moonarex. Rimpy fervor perbidex. Wara oofa moonarex. Rimpy fervor perbidex. Wara oofa moonarex.
So this is Katy Perry.
Yarny dazzle table dupes. Eevee took a mimi shoop.
Singing in Sims.
Keep the upper goop.
Well, you know what? I'm getting pretty horny. So I guess this is working.
Yeah, right?
I think that's just Katy Perry. Yeah. She's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, that helps.
She's having a stroke.
You guys are forgetting about how you can rub your nose to get off. We learned that yesterday.
Oh, yeah,
that's right. You can rub your nose to complete.
Tried it for a long time, and it just gave me a zit.
Yeah.
Looked like Rudolph. Didn't work out.
No.
Take a bath. These are, again, their ways to get yourself horny so you can't control your horny level.
I ain't got no tub. How am I going to do that?
Oh, get in the sink.
I ain't got no tub.
I ain't got no tub.
Oh, my God. If Joe was in his kitchen sink bathing.
Or just one of the, like a big wash bin, like from the old times, but filled with hot water from his sink in the kitchen.
Mm.
Scrubbing with one of those big brushes where the bristles are made of. Like horse hooves.
Just taking Dawn soap and into the water.
Takes grease out of the way. Now I'm horny.
How deep is your shower pan? Could you just flip a dish over upside down and get a couple of inches of water
splash
in there?
I could get an inch of water in there.
All right, this one. Play a sexy game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody like tag?
I guess. Sexy, it doesn't give any examples.
Sexy tag, yeah.
Says there are tons of different sexy games. Pick any of them.
Capture the flag.
You can even sexify board games, collecting dust. Kelly, you're the big board game expert.
Yeah.
Give us one that people have heard of that you could sexify.
Monopoly.
Shoots and shafts.
Yeah, shoots and shafts. Yeah. Monopoly, you could buy sex positions instead of hotels. That'd be kind of cool.
So you'd have to remake the board beforehand?
Well, no, you just make it up as you go.
Okay, so you land on St. Charles or whatever, St. Charles Avenue.
Yeah, and then you get to give somebody a St. Charles.
And what is that?
Whatever that means to you. You make it up if you want.
Yeah.
Here's a way to get yourself turned on. They say sext yourself. You live out your own fantasy at your own fingertips. You simply hype yourself up.
That's, oh, man.
Yeah, wait, even that's pathetic. What about sexbot?
Even better.
Okay. Slutbot.
Slutbot, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She wants to be known as Lovebot now.
Really?
No.
We get texts from Slutbot every
Slutbot
now and then.
Slutbot is resilient. She is persistent.
Slutbot has kind of pivoted, though. She's not really just about sending sexy texts anymore.
Is she like giving homeowner tips now?
Yeah. It's the last time
I
saw
a creaky
text,
door, try grease.
The last time I saw a text from Slutbot, it was, it wasn't sex related at all.
She's a Bulgarian hacker. Definitely. Yeah. It's like when you get... Slutbot is when you get like a friend request from the hottest person you've ever seen, and then or it's like in your inbox, and then you find it months later and it's some dude in Bangladesh. like they got sick of being the hot person and changed it back to their normal picture.
Yeah,
I just wanted to see my family. Another way to turn yourself on. Howings, maybe you could walk us through this. Take a consciously sexy Shower.
Consciously sexy. Well, I assume that means that you would just slowly rub yourself while, you know, like you would soap yourself in a sexy way.
Would you step in fully clothed and take your sopping wet clothes off while you're showering? That'd be kind of sexy, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it could be, sure. Yeah. I mean, I haven't, I don't think I'd like that. You know, I don't like it when clothes are clinging to me. I would rather disrobe first.
That's why you'd be so turned on when you got them off.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I guess if you close your eyes and just gently rub your own arms and torso and other places, you could imagine. I guess that would be consciously sexy showering, right?
I would think so. This one seems a little depressing. Reread old sexts you got in the past when someone wanted to have sex with you.
Oh, cringe.
That second part's not on there, but it seems like what they're saying.
Bonus points if they passed.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is that rule of possession? Are you supposed to delete them if that's the case?
I don't know.
I think it seems like it'd be the right thing to do.
Just be careful not to read too far down where it says, "Would you please stop sending me these pictures?"
Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
These are all kind of sad.
Joe, later today, if you want to get yourself horny.
Okay.
You should, according to this article, get undressed in front of a mirror.
Okay.
They don't know me very well.
I'll do that.
It's not going to work.
My tan lines are weird right now. I wouldn't be able to concentrate on anything else.
What makes them weird?
I wore one piece and then I wore two piece. And so I've got weird tan lines right now.
You look like one of those crosswalks where they changed which lane does what.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And but now you can still like kind of see the previous lane.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that is me right now. So looking in the mirror yesterday, I was like, ooh, I'm brown. But don't look at these couple spots over here because they're kind of like tannish and red and very white. Milky.
Crisscrossy.
Steve, here's one for you. I mean, okay. Not that you're necessarily in a dry spell, but you're in a time commonly considered to be a dry spell for some people. So
yeah, maybe by some.
You're
maybe.
Living with two chicks right now. How could you be in a dry spell?
Joe. Three chicks. His mom's in town.
Yeah.
I assume that was what he meant in the first place.
Don't forget. Three generations of chicks.
Well, Steve,
thank you for bringing that to his attention, Kelly. So disrespectful, Joe.
Well, I guess you won't need this advice, Steve, to make yourself a masturbation playlist. How long? How long of a playlist would that need to be?
Beats per minute?
Like two songs?
Yeah, I guess you want to make sure you get the right tempo.
Yeah, is it like doing CPR? So you can tell by the way she walks.
Okay, I got to tell y'all something that's super embarrassing. When I was single again back in October of last year, I was like, oh man, I'm going to put this thing everywhere. And then I was like, nope, I'm going to be single. And then when I decided I'm going to download these apps, I made a playlist on Spotify. I was like, this is so embarrassing. I can't believe I'm telling y'all.
You made a Spotify playlist?
I made a sex playlist called On My Knees, and I was going to.
Jesus.
Wow. Okay.
I was going to put it to good use. And then everybody I met, I was like, oh my God, what is up with West Michigan? Ain't nobody a freak over here. And if I bust out a playlist that I pre-made before I met these people, they would be like, wow, you got problems. So I never used it.
You don't, do you just listen to it now because it's your jam?
There are great songs on there.
What kind of songs are on there?
Songs that make you want to make love. Mm-hmm. Good songs. Raunchy songs. Good songs, though.
Do you subconsciously find your jaw country? Opening and you dropping to your knees?
I'm drooling a little bit sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Dad. He's definitely listening right now. I should have given him an ear muffs warning.
Yeah. Number one air fillator.
Yeah. With mouth wide open.
Yeah, I was so excited. I was like, God, I hadn't made a sex playlist in years. I don't think people do that anymore.
It's just photos.
Doesn't seem like it. Seems like you're on an island all alone right now.
Yeah, maybe the process is more fun than the actual usage.
Maya's just hoobastank 69 times over again.
Mm-hmm. I get knocked down. Is that hoobastank?
No, that's Chumbawamba.
Wait, is that the name of the band or the song?
That's the name of the
band. Hoobastank is not a perfect person.
Oh.
And I don't know what comes after
that.
That
is so depressing,
because that's
Joe.
When we turn down the studio monitors.
Or photograph, just over and over and over again.
Look at this photograph. Every time I see it makes me laugh.
How eggs you want to get turned on today? Maybe you should do what they recommend and watch some feminist porn.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? It's funny that you mentioned that. Just last night, I downloaded the sexiest Gloria Steinem pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're so great. And then I was looking at pictures of Paula Cole.
I don't know. If somebody was degrading me and telling me how powerful I was, I'd love that. Like a nice mixture.
Yeah.
Balance, you know.
You're a dirty slut who should run the country? Like something like
that?
Yeah.
Stop it, Freebeer.
You have so much power, you stupid little hooker.
Yeah.